You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Now that the calendar has turned to the second half, we can now tell you it has been the worst first half of any year in more than half a century. How old were you when this last happened? It was the first half of 1970 for the S&P 500 index. Since New Year's, the S&P has lost 1,000 points, 21%. For the Dow, it was the biggest drop since 1962. If you can find it in yourself to be philosophical, remember that over a five-year period, stock indicators are up sharply. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
It seems like forever ago now that we were wondering whether stocks would hit bear market territory and whether they'd stay there. Ah, the heady days of early June. In fact, we're solidly in a bear market now. The S&P 500 index is down 21% from its all-time high on January 3rd. Tech stocks have taken a beating. Investors furiously bought up tech shares earlier in the pandemic and have since shed them as the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates. Netflix is down about 70%. Facebook parent Meta down more than 50%. Retail stocks have declined as well amid signs consumers are retrenching. The so-called consumer discretionary sector, which includes companies like Tesla, McDonald's, and Starbucks, has declined the most, 33%. The good news, though, is that over a five-year period, stocks are still up, 56%. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.